right now, normally, from midnight until 6 a.m., on most nights of the week, if you tune to WGBB AM 1240, it would be gospel time. You would hear gospel music all night until the morning, as they call it. So the guy who
coordinates... So take that, Frank Rizzo.
Yeah, right. So the guy who coordinates all of that is a cool fellow named James Hodge. He's actually, this is his nickname. He's the Wonder Boy, James Hodge. And we've got him on the telephone right now. James, you there?
Hello, how are you? How you doing? God bless each and every one of you. Happy New Year to all of you.
Thank you.
You sound like Larry.
No, it's not. It's James. James, how you doing? How long have you been doing the gospel thing here?
Going up 12 years. 12 years.
Hmm.
12 years. Been doing it for a little bit. And before I did that, actually, at the same time, I had a pleasure of doing it TV for 2 years.
Are you on a tunnel?
Are you on a wind tunnel?
Say it again?
Your cell phone was going through all sorts of conniptions there for a moment.
Right? Oh, no. What it is I'm just getting out of church.
Oh, cool.
And I have Nana Gary with me, one of the famous listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Who was born in the 1917, and she's
wow.
with me. She wasn't doing that well, but she came out because she wanted to celebrate in church tonight. And that's my Nana, and she's with me, and I thank God for her. Dave, I'm just excited about being on WGBB for 12 years
yeah.
and all that I've been able to experience through WGBB, the management, the owners, the change of owners, the change of management, different station managers. I'm just excited about, being able to be a part of the WGBB family. We have a wonderful variety of shows. Whether it's religious talk, whatever it may be, I'm excited about WGBB giving us the opportunity to do what we do, Dave.
Yeah, I think that's pretty terrific. And thanks for saying such wonderful things, not only about what you do on the station, but on the station in general. Can I ask? We were talking with Program Director Tom Ross
yes.
earlier in the evening, and he had mentioned something I had no idea about. Something that is called Watch Night. That
yes.
Were you celebrating that in the church?
Yes. What we do is come out and celebrate the new year in, celebrating God from bringing us from 1 year to the next. So many people can, be out doing whatever they may be doing, but, as a Christian and as just a believer, believing and thanking God that you can be feeling out there, that you can be no better place than to be in church and be on your knees somewhere thanking God for bringing you into another year. And even my Nana agrees with me, sitting on the side of me, that was born in 1917.
Can we say hi to Nana?
Can we talk to her?
Oh, sure. Hold on 1 second. I have you on my earpiece. I'm going to let you speak to Nana.
Okay.
And that's right. I'm so happy, Dave, that she's actually able to be with me, because she was really doing not that good, and she was in the hospital, and but from August until now, but she wanted to come out to church.
2007 will be a great year for her.
Okay.
Any year. She's 90 years old. Is that
yeah?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to let you speak to her, Nana.
This is our oldest listener, yes, ladies
Nana
and gentlemen.
Nana and the professor. Here we go.
God bless you, John. I am the happiest person there is in the world.
Well, Nana, let me be
God
one.
God has brought me from a long way.
Yes,
I tell him like the bus lady at home.
Well, Happy New Year.
Yeah. And were you born, where were you born, in New York or
I was
where?
Born in Georgia. And
really?
I was born in 1917, just like he told me, September the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 89 years old, and I feel great.
Fantastic.
You know, great. And I'm down here in the Grandel Nursing Home here in Long Beach.
Oh.
And, honey, they treat me, oh.
That's lovely.
Like
and who are your favorite people? Let's say their names on the radio. Who's been treating you really good this year?
Huh?
Who are your favorite people who work down at the nursing home?
The old, I think so many wonderful lady.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
And the AIDS are wonderful.
I'm so glad to
hear
that.
AIDS is not wonderful, but oh, you mean the AIDS are that's
good. You should come down there and walk through and meet them. They are wonderful girls.
Terrific.
And the men, too. And we have men.
And I hope you guys are tuned into GBB all the time.
Hmm.
They are mm-hmm, wonderful people.
Well, that's terrific. How long, when did you go from Georgia moving up north?
Pardon?
Well, you were born in Georgia. How long did you live there before moving
north? Oh, honey, I was 4 years old when my mother brought us to Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
And I was raised in Philadelphia.
Which?
And how far back does your family go in Georgia?
Oh, please, honey, I can't go back that far. I can't go back that far. I don't know how far back. But my family is pretty well up there.
Can you trace your roots back to slavery?
No.
No, okay.
No. Mm-mm. I don't know nothing. We don't know nothing about that.
All right, well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty lucky that you don't know anything about that.
My schooling and everything was right there in Philadelphia.
Well, that's cool.
The cradle of democracy, Philadelphia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And came here to New York and worked here and been going on ever since.
Well, we're so glad you're with us. And thank you so much for being part of our New Year's Day spectacular.
Definitely. And thank you, James, for putting
Nana on.
Much health.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much,
Happy
Nana, and we wish you a year of...
Right here to Grandel right now.
Okay, we wish you a year of happiness and good health.
All right, dear.
Okay. Thanks so much. I don't know if James is coming back on.
Yeah, Dave, I just wanted to say also...
She is terrific, by the way. Before we forget, Nana is terrific.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you so much. We had a great time.
You're terrific. Guys, I thank you again. Like I said, you know, I thank God for all of our unique shows. You know, a rainbow is so beautiful. Why? Because it has all its different unique colors. I don't want people to say, you know, I'm colorblind, I'm culture blind. I just, you know, I want you to recognize, I want everybody out there, and I always tell people to recognize everybody for their culture, their color, but love them for who they are.
Absolutely.
Don't see everything as one. Listen, we all are different. We have our differences. A rainbow has different colors, but they're all beautiful. That's what makes the whole rainbow beautiful, because of its all uniqueness. So I thank you for your uniqueness, Dave, and what you do, and the other shows, and what they do. We have different millions of people out there that listen, and you know what? We all have our own audience, and I just want to thank God for all of my listeners and all of, you know, my radio announcers that have worked with me over the years. We've brought hundreds of kids out to the radio station and gave them opportunities that they probably would have never had if they didn't have the best CD or the best tape or the best rap or the best singer. But we wanted to bring them out there, Dave, and give them an opportunity to give them a chance of being on radio and take pictures and see what a console is and see
and we also want to thank you for sending us a wonderful person in the Ace. We see her every Sunday.
Cool. And we also like that other guy. I don't know his name.
James, is it? Is it? No,
well, we're talking to James. Who's the other fellow who has been coming in a lot of Sunday or into Monday mornings?
Oh, Sunday into morning Mondays is Ace. Ace is an outstanding young lady who works very diligently.
She's wonderful. Wonderful.
Kareem.
And the gentleman that she's here with?
That other fellow.
Kareem. She's here with Brother Kareem.
Kareem?
She comes in with Brother Kareem on Sunday.
Well, they're both wonderful, wonderful people. We enjoy seeing them every Sunday or Monday morning at
midnight until 6. And they're also very, very nice because sometimes we run about 5 or 10 minutes over on our show.
Us,
and they
don't
throw us out of the room.
Never, we're never late.
I usually know. I know when you have, but you know what? See, so what I do, Dave, is I let everybody, you know, I'm not a program director over the program that says, you play this, I want you to play. I want everybody has their own uniqueness, but we do gospel music and inspiration.
And they are wonderful, wonderful people.
And they
people.
Do a wonderful job. Thank you very much. What's your name again?
I'm Jeff.
Jeff and Dave.
That's us.
So, thank you, guys.
Because we love
Dave.
Seeing them every week.
Happy New Year, James. Happy New Year to your Nana.
Thanks you.
And thanks, Nana. Have a wonderful year of good health and happiness.
Hello.
That's right. Thank you guys for what you did for WGBB and this wonderful show that you guys are doing tonight.
Oh, thank you. We're glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you, man. Have a great one. Happy 2007.
Thanks to you. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for calling, everybody.
Well, that was James.